Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the details of trying to sell more beef into China. Back with Kent Backus in just a moment.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
The good news for the U.S. beef industry with the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal, the word that we're rolling back the non-scientific trade barriers in a significant way with the Chinese. Even with huge tariffs that are still in place against U.S. beef, the easing of these phytosanitary standards should help a great deal. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says there's still details to be worked out regarding some of these barriers being rolled back.
Well, when you look at the documents that USTR released today, it shows that this is all supposed to go in, it's all supposed to take effect in 30 days. But that still means that we're going to have to, our government's going to have to engage with the Chinese government and really work on a lot of these technical points. There will be some growing pains that go with this. I mean, that's just natural. Anytime you're having to make big changes, as China's going to have to do, that's going to take some time. And it's going to take continued engagement on our end to make sure that they don't become back burner issues. Because this is a huge opportunity for the U.S. beef industry and not something that we're going to take lightly. So that'll be a big focus for us at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for the next year or so, is making sure that everything is implemented properly. And we're going to assist our government, and we're also going to assist the Chinese to the extent that we can, so they understand why we use all these technologies, why our system is as safe as it is, and so that they can feel confident in really opening that market. But this is not the last of the conversations. It's definitely, I would say, this is more of the beginning of a growing relationship, one that's going to take a lot of patience and understanding. It's also going to take a lot of commitment from our industry to make sure that everything that has been agreed to is fully implemented.
I guess this is literally stepping back from that never-never stance that had been there when we first agreed, what, a couple, 3 years ago, to get U.S. beef back inside China.
Well, Ron, I mean, the important thing about that initial agreement was that, you know, U.S. beef was the number one issue coming out of that Mar-a-Lago summit in 2017. President Trump had only been in office a few months, and, you know, immediately he is engaging with the Chinese. He's inviting them to Mar-a-Lago. He serves them, you know, a nice steak dinner, basically says, hey, here's what you're missing out on, guys. And they all enjoyed that. But keep in mind, the top item coming out of that summit was restoration of U.S. beef access into China. That was huge. Because we've been banned in that market for 14 years. So, yes, that was the first step. And I think it really is a testament to the Trump administration and the grit and resolve of our negotiators that they didn't give up. They didn't stop there and say, yeah, that's good enough. They said, we're going to keep pushing because we know we can do better. We know we can get more. And we know that we have a safe product that Chinese consumers want, and we're going to fight for it. And that's exactly what they've done. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And I think we have a lot of opportunities ahead of us. But again, there's going to be more conversations we're going to have, and we're going to have to make sure that, you know, China fully understands what it is that we're doing so that we don't get shortchanged anywhere. And I think this is just a big, big opportunity for U.S. beef producers. And finally, Chinese consumers will be able to buy U.S. beef if they want so dearly.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at 12:30 at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 60 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to dvauction.com or you can call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 1st at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. 580-552-1555.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.